this one. All right, gentlemen, we'll go back. We got, see, 1, 2, 3, 4 in revising, huh? And, let me get a map here.
11582.
Okay, our first one under advisement. Let's see. We've done that one, Mr. Gorman. Case number 22. Gentlemen?
Which one is it?
Number 11582, Roy, wife?
Weiss Miller and Dino DiCino.
That's for him.
Okay.
They wanted to find, the three or four of these. A variance for the some porch, one for the sunroom, that's where they got the, you know, the hot tub, put the steps in it, roof.
What a mess that is.
I'm sorry?
What a mess that is.
Yeah.
It's,
But it was non-conforming to start with.
Non-conforming since the beginning. And it was created before the comprehensive zoning ordinance under the interim.
So, of course, we heard the testimony that in 1978 the mobile home was placed.
To him.
Yeah.
To
him. Well, the lot may have been created before zoning, and that was. The
lot was created before zoning.
Right.
The lots were.
But
well,
zoning,
created under the interim zoning ordinance, and it's between 68 and 71.
But then in 78, the mobile home was placed 20 feet too close to, or less than 20 feet between units.
And another issue could be that there may have been previous variances granted between 1971
and 83.
83.
Okay.
We don't know.
Right, okay.
Because it would have been done by name and not with parcels, necessarily parcel number.
Okay. But regardless, and because of that, the action of the sunroom makes us consider all of it tonight.
We'll be looking at all of it to try to pick up all the issues that should have been addressed previous. And the sunroom is what created that, going after all the improvements.
Okay.
Now, we don't know which one was built first. Was it this unit or was it the neighboring units that created the setback issues or the separation issues?
Another thing to consider is, at least as far as the sunroom goes, I believe there's testimony that the gentleman had a medical issue that they use it every day.
Mm-hmm. Both of them do.
Both are, yeah.
And as he bought it, as is, the only thing he did was add the sunroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was
the deck, like a patio.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, everything was there.
I think I asked them specifically on all of them. I think that was the only thing.
Yeah.
But if I recall, the slab was there. There was a deck there when they.
He just put it on
the deck. He said the slab was there and the deck was built on top of the slab.
But did they build the slab? The deck?
No, it was already there and the deck was already there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. After they bought it, that.
Right.
Yeah, they took down the deck and put on
the hot tub in
the hot tub with the
enclosure. Medical reasons. They both had to use it, so. That's a question you have to think about. All right, gentlemen.
It's not like the sunroom's the only thing that. for sure.
And it is.
Yeah. Well, and you know, with that, Mr. Hudson, just as a reminder, I guess when you look at this, if there is something that you distinguish between them, you know, if it doesn't have to be all for all for or all against, it could be, you know, you find some of the variances should be granted and some of them shouldn't, or. Mm.
I don't think anybody has a question about moving the shed, though. It can be moved.
Yeah, that wouldn't ask about.
I don't recall anybody asking that.
Mm-mm.
That's about the only one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That could be done.
Yeah. I guess the question there would be, where would you move it?
Back.
Yeah,
where
back. Can
you could move in towards the rear of the property and be in conformance.
Place it, and we don't know if there's a slab underneath.
Nobody asked if it was on cement.
If they can be moved or whatever, too. How long has it been there?
Can be moved.
Yeah, can it
and
be
And that
moved?
Was already there, too, when they purchased, I believe.
That's
they didn't do it.
Yeah.
So not created by the applicant.
Be done with it. No, that's thing to do. Yeah. I got no problem with it. They move this, move that. If you vote for it, I mean, you do it this way, you just would clean it all up then, because you can't move
yeah.
it. If it was there before, everything's there. So he didn't really, they didn't create it.
No.
Oh, they did.
Sunroom.
The sunroom did when they put that on. Okay. I have no problem. If there's no other discussion and the board's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion on case 11,582.
Mr. Chairman, the property is definitely unique. The applicant has represented that with the survey. In shape, age of the park, placement of other mobile homes in the park. I believe the applicant demonstrated that it cannot otherwise be developed. The testimony, we heard testimony that it was not created by the applicant. It obviously will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood given the description and the diagrams of the park. And I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would make a motion we approve case number 11,582.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Again, motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,582. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,582 is approved.